Welcome to this relaxation guided meditation. And it's an experience of the imagination, and there is no way to do it wrong because your imagination is yours. A gift perhaps just to meet God or Christ as we need to meet them today. So I encourage you to make this your own experience. If I'm giving guidance that isn't matching where you're going, I encourage you to go with your imagination. A door has been opened. So one rule, and that is setting self-judgment aside. Your feelings are what you need to feel, and they are not good or bad. They teach you something about yourself. So I invite you to center yourself. It's maybe place both feet on the floor in front of you so that you feel grounded, your weight evenly distributed. And you can feel the solid ground. You can feel grounded with the earth, through the chair, through the floor, and you can stop and rest. And as you sit up tall, freeing your abdominal cavity to breathe deeply, we begin with slow, deep breaths. And your abdominal cavity expands with each breath. That's where you're breathing. So your breath is slow and deep. And let's inhale for 5. And hold it. And exhale for 5. Breathing all the way out. And hold it. In for 5. And out for 5. In each breath, you're taking in the Holy Spirit, the breath of life. It fills our lungs, fills our spirit. We breathe out any worries or distractions, any burdens of the day. In with the Spirit. And out with anything that you hold or that holds you. Emptying your lungs completely. And throughout this prayer, allow your breath to draw you back to noticing it, to center you, suspending judgment, just returning to the breath. So I invite you to a time in your life when you had lost something. Something, someone of great value. It could be an item, a treasure, a person, even a personal attribute. What loss comes to the forefront today? Is this something that you needed to lose, or something that you grieved to lose, or perhaps both? Take a moment and picture what you lost. Give it an image if it doesn't have one. Can you name it? So where are you with this lost item? Are you back at the moment where you lost it? Or perhaps in the present or some other time that holds meaning? And how old are you in your imagination? With this lost thing. What are you wearing on this day that you visualize? Mind's eye, picture yourself in this place and include the details around you. Colors, decorations, smells. As you turn and look over your shoulder, you see Jesus. What deep joy that he has come. You really need him now. He looks at your face. You see the concern in his eyes of love. What do you say to him about what you have lost? Somehow he does not seem surprised, as if he knew already. He asks you a strange question. He says, picture yourself holding what is lost here with me. In fact, I will help you hold it. So the two of you sit for a while holding what is lost. He asks lovingly, what else did you lose when you lost this? Maybe several things. You might add those on to the picture of what you're holding with Jesus. And he asks, and what did you gain? He says, when I am present, wherever there is loss, there is always gain. Wherever there is death, there is life. perhaps set down the lost thing and hold with Jesus what was gained. He says calmly, "What do you want to do with this vision of what is lost and gained? What do you need to hold? And what do you need to let go of or to set down?" What seems heavy. Do you need to bury it? Do you want me to hold it? He whispers reassuringly, "If you give it to me to hold, you can come see it whenever you want." He says, "What shall we do to free you?" He says, "Indeed, we shall." Thank you for allowing me to be part of this with you. I'm all about redeeming the lost. And I'm all about you. Holy God and precious Jesus, thank you for your love for the lost, for the broken, for the brokenhearted. Let us bring all that we are to you and all that we are not. What is lost, what is broken, what is seemingly unredeemable, for all is possible with you. Meet us in joy, pure joy. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.